In name of party unity, Trump advises RNC not to declare him presumptive nominee. By Paul Bois on January 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump has called upon the Republican National Committee, RNC, to avoid declaring him the presumptive nominee until he secures all the necessary votes in the name of party unity. On Thursday, reports erupted that the RNC had been considering whether or not to officially label Trump the presumptive nominee in light of his success in the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. Per CNN, a draft resolution circulating among the Republican National Committee would formally declare Donald Trump the Republican Party's 2024 presumptive nominee. While the former president would still need to reach the delegate requirements necessary to win the nomination, if the resolution is approved, he would have access to the RNC's data operation, benefit from fundraising with the RNC, and have the support of all of the committee's ground operations. It would also mean the committee would be supporting Trump and effectively opposing former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, an unprecedented break from the party's past approach to the nominating process. The former president later took to Truth Social advising the RNC to avoid making such a declaration, fearing it could hurt party unity going into the 2024 general election. He said, "While I greatly appreciate the Republican National Committee, RNC, wanting to make me their presumptive nominee, and while they have far more votes than necessary to do it, I feel, for the sake of party unity, that they should not go forward with this plan, but that I should do it the old-fashioned way, and finish the process off at the ballot box. Thank you to the RNC for the respect and devotion you have shown me. Trump 2024," he added. Trump's only opponent in the primary, Nikki Haley, has not indicated that she will step down. In the wake of Trump's victory in New Hampshire, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called for Haley to leave the race. "Looking at the map and the path going forward, and I don't see it for Nikki Haley. I think she ran a great campaign. The message from the voters is clear," said McDaniel. "We need to unite around our eventual nominee, which is going to be Donald Trump. We need to be sure we beat Joe Biden. It's 10 months away until the November election. We can't wait any longer to put our foot on the gas to beat the worst president who kept our borders opened and allowed fentanyl to pour through and allowed rampant inflation." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.